This sermon is brought to you by Shofar Christian Church. We hope that you will be blessed by this message. Our audio and video sermons are also available on Shofar TV to download and share.
So we are busy with a sermon series on how God is building His church, what that looks like, how that affects us, how that impacts us. And I guess if you would have asked me a few weeks or months ago how long this is going to last, I'd probably say about 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and now we are going, I don't know when it's going to stop, but let's continue. And I'm excited about what God wants to share with us again this morning. Are you guys okay? Are you with us? Can you still take in? Otherwise you must pray really hard. You must pray really hard. Lord, help me. Take more in. Ephesians 4, verse 15 to 16. Rather speaking the truth in love. Just for those of you that's wondering, what is the painted hands doing there? I just felt it's a children dedication this morning. We are going to speak about family this morning. I might as well just use something arty. So, rather speaking the truth in love, we ought to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ. I love how Scripture just explains Scripture, right? You don't have to think, you don't have to read into or read out of Scripture, just says what it is. Grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ. From whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. So the two parts that stood out for me with regards to the preparation of this sermon and of this service specifically was every joint and each part. Now, with regards to those two words, because before we go into the rest of the Scripture, interesting, joined and held together by every joint, according to Scripture, means when we respond to the Holy Spirit and we live out the gifts that He placed inside of us, that is what connects us. There's not some other part or some other thing that still has to come between us to be part of the same building or the same family. It's when we respond from God's love, from His kindness, from His goodness. We spoke about the fruit of the Spirit yesterday. And when we respond out of that fruit, that connects us in a way that we are not connected with many other people. That's why Scripture can say sometimes your spiritual family is closer than a brother. Why? Because we share something deeper. Every joint with which it is equipped, we are equipped. When each part is working properly, each part. Now, when we think about each part, we think about us as individuals. So when you are home and you are just being yourself, you look and act and do it in a certain way. When you come here, the idea is that you actually bring who you are at home to the gatherings as well. Because that is the way we are a family, in our strengths and also in our weaknesses. Every part of us. So we are all individuals this morning, but I want to specifically speak about an interesting part, and that is family. So as a household, we are also represented here. If you look around this building today, you'll see that not only do we have individuals, young and old and older and younger and older and older and younger, okay? We are also representing households, families. All of us have a background. And the moment I started thinking about that, I started thinking about that relationship and how that affected us. You know, when you Google first relationship, don't do it. But when you do, what do you think will be the first thing that comes up? First relationship. Anyone? Do you not understand? You know what Google is, right? Your first relationship. What do you think will come up when you search first relationship? Yes. Sorry? Mother and child. Interestingly enough, the first few pages of looking up your first relationship has everything to do with romantic relationships. In any shape or form, when we as individuals think about our first relationships, we start thinking about the first relationship that we want to count. That we are thinking about as individuals. In reality, this morning, the first relationship we have is the one with our parents. Not the one that you could choose necessarily, but the one that you were inevitably born into. So this morning, I want you to think for a moment, what did that relationship look like? Only think, you don't have to speak out now. I want you to think about what your first relationship was like. Why is that important? Because according to Scripture, that relationship is something that will shape the rest of your life. That relationship has the ability to propel you into relationship from a healthy stance or from a disconnected and broken place. It doesn't matter to what extent we this morning feel we want to have relationships with those around us. If we do not have a proper example or we deal with the examples that we've had, we will not be able to live healthy relationships today. When I started investigating and spending time with this, I got to a scripture that we normally use within a different context. I want to read it to you, Ephesians 5. Ephesians 5 verse 22. It starts off by speaking with wives and husbands. Why? Because if we as parents understand who we are, if we as parents understand what we represent, then we will set a certain type of example. So often when we read this in Ephesians 5, we use it either to press on someone saying, hey, you better listen here, you're not doing this well. Because we don't often listen for ourselves, you know, we listen for our wife or we listen for our husband. But this morning I want us all, almost in a sense, to take a step back and say, I'm not listening to this as a parent. I'm not listening to this as a parent of parents even. I want to listen to this as a child. That is one thing that we all have in common this morning. We are all children. We have all been children. And we have all been shaped by parents. What I don't want you to do this morning is I don't want you to partner with the devil this morning. Because what he wants to do is he likes to accuse. He likes to judge. Leave that. I want you to partner with what the Holy Spirit is busy with this morning and to think as a child, what was the intent of a household? So I want you to listen to this. So Paul here speaks, interesting, he speaks to the church and he's explaining to them what this life as a church and as a church family look like. So he's speaking to the wives, and then he's speaking to the husband, then he speaks to the children, then he goes on to the workers, and he goes on to everyone else. But this morning we are going to focus on the specific portion that speaks directly into households. Are you with me? Ephesians 5 verse 22 says, wives, now he's speaking to them, wives, submit to your own husbands, how? As to the Lord. Then he explains to the wives. Then he goes on to the husbands and he says, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Now, as a child, what do you think would that household look like? There are some parts, even of this short sentences, that we easily skip. Let me name one. We see on the end of both of these scriptures, as to the Lord, and as Christ loved the church. It was something seen by the parents in something that they've learned from God directly. Then asking them, you do the same. It wasn't something that was born into a parent on them, you know, in and of themselves. It was something that they had to see. It was something that they had to learn. Now, as a church, I think we have much to learn. Because if we look at households today, I'm fairly convinced that even our household battles. And I've seen the effect and the fruit of so many that really battles with this. We need to see wives submitting to their husbands as to the Lord, submitting to the Lord first, learning how that submission looks. What does that look like? Husbands loving their wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Now, interesting, if we go on to Ephesians 6, verse 1 to 4, so you can go read the rest of Ephesians 5 after that at home, because it goes a bit into detail about what that love looks like. It goes into respect, it goes into honor, it goes into love and support and lifting up and building up. Ephesians 6, verse 1 to 4 says, children, now he's speaking to the children, children, obey your parents in the Lord. So again, this is not saying, children, just do whatever your parents tell you to do. There's a very specific line that we have to draw here. We see, as to the Lord, as Christ loved the church, and in the Lord. There's something continuously bringing the whole household, irrelevant of who plays a part or who has a role in the household, back to what does this look like between me and God. It should look that way between me and my spouse. It should look that way between me and my child. And it should look like that between my child and me. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and the instruction of the Lord. So there's a very clear way in which the Bible says, dads, do this, don't do that. And we are going to see why now, and we are going to touch quickly on discipline and instruction as well. When you read from the Greek, and don't worry, we're not going to do that now. But when you read from the Greek, you'll see on the next slide, this is who they address. Interesting. Children in Ephesus, those of you that's in this church, now I'm speaking to you. What's important to see, I'm not speaking to unbelievers here. Often we take spiritual disciplines and we connect it to someone that's not serving Jesus. It's really unfair. They don't have the ability. It's something that's being worked through the Holy Spirit. Please don't do that with unbelievers. They don't have the ability. Don't judge. They are in a completely different place. This is for the church. This is for believers. Okay, are you with me? Children in Ephesus, obey your parents. That word, parents, does not mean mother and father in the original Greek. That specific parents there is the husbands in Ephesus. What was they supposed to see? What does Ephesians 5 verse 25 say? Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. They were supposed to see a love that was undeserving, a love that was not earned, a love that was done by the laying down of my life. Can you imagine how, as a child, if you see a sacrificial love being modeled by your parent, what the relationship with their friends would look like? Remember, they are not married yet. This verse was read to children between children that was just born and children that was between 12 and 13. They were told, you obey your parents, you obey your dad. What I just told your dad to do, you obey that. You love. And you love in a way that lay your life down. If we look at the words instruction, in discipline, the Baker Encyclopedia of the Bible reads it like this. Discipline is learning that molds character and enforces correct behavior. That word, discipline, learning that molds character and enforces correct behavior. This was done before the age of 3. There's something of a modeling and there's something of a discipline that happens before a child can reach the age of 3. Why? Because once they turn 3, they were being taught up in whatever the work was that their parents did. To discipline a person or a group means to put them in a state of good order so that they function in the way intended. Just definition. Instruction, in that context, means the following. Soon after speaking, around 3 years old, the original purpose of Jewish education was to teach children to know and understand their special relationship with God. To teach them to serve Him and to educate them in holiness. So between the ages of 0 and 3, they were supposed to model the dad doing what? Doing what? Love. Love. Where do they see that? In the way he loves his wife. In the way he lays his life down for his wife. Between 0 and 3, that was what they were supposed to see. That should have been the foundation of what they think about life. I love the way my dad loves my mother. And it is the responsibility of the parents to instruct and to train and to discipline a person to be in a state of good order so that they can function in the way intended. After that, from 3 years old, instruction, education happened. Teaching. What do I teach them? Fundamentally, understand your special relationship with God. Teach them to serve Him and to educate them in holiness. From there, they would educate them into the family business, into whatever roles or whatever. Now think about how we grow up today. What is the foundation of our lives on earth? And for every one of us, that's a very different question. I can just feel how much of what we read in Scripture kind of brings us together as we speak about husbands and wives, because we can, in a sense, relate to that. But the moment we say, what was the way that I was brought up? I mean, it's just so different. Can you this morning understand that if you grew up in a household with a dad who had a love for your mother, a love that was identified in, I'm laying my life down to love you. A response from the mother saying, and not a response on love as if it's earned, a response as in, this is my role as the mother of the household. I submit as unto him, as unto the Lord. Why? Because I was brought up that way. It has everything to do with God. Now, as a child, I love who? My friends, my family, everyone I see, everyone I have to do with a sacrificial love, a self-sacrificial love, as unto the Lord. As a child, I now submit to my parents and to proper guidance and leading as to the Lord. When I read this, Belina asked me, how's the preparation going? And I wanted to answer her, but then I just started crying. And I started crying for two reasons. The one is, if we are not intentional about this, we will have to wait for next generation. We've already missed a few. Do you agree with that? You might have been already missed. And the first part about this that really breaks my heart is you might be sitting here this morning longing for a dad who modeled this. You might be sitting here this morning longing for a mother who taught you what proper submission and obedience to Jesus is in the way that she treated your dad. This morning, even you might be in a space where you were taught certain things, grew up in a certain way, and it had nothing to do with the Lord. It had nothing to do with Jesus, and there was no relationship to him. You don't even have a reference of that. Not only because your parents didn't teach you that, but because you didn't have the opportunity yet. There are so many ways, so many things that this could take on. And what I want us to do this morning is to just for a moment allow the Holy Spirit to come show us something of, firstly, a release of responsibility that you are not able to do on your own. You are not able to model something to yourself and live that to your child in the same time. If you missed an opportunity where as unto the Lord was modeled to you, forget about the discipline. If you missed an opportunity through your parents and through whoever brought you up that was supposed to teach you as unto the Lord, this is the place where you stop this morning. We need to first get that relationship right, because if I cannot live my life as unto the Lord, if I'm not submitted to Jesus, following him wholeheartedly, there is no way any of the other relationships can function. If you this morning are someone that have that relationship in place, you have a relationship with Jesus, you hear the Holy Spirit, but you are maybe this morning a father and you did not have this role model. You did not have this person teaching and showing and mentoring you in how to love, a self-sacrificial love towards someone else, the way God loves. If you maybe had a household this morning of a mother that did not teach you how to submit, that did not teach you how to obey, that did not teach you how to lift up as unto the Lord, I want us this morning to, as a church family, bring these things to the light and say, Lord, I need help.
Thank you for listening. Remember that our sermon audio and videos are also available on Shofar TV. Go to www.shofaronline.tv to download and share.